I was diagnosed when I was 3 years old. It's a hereditary condition called retinitis pigmentosa, and it really affects the rods and cones in my eyes. My name is Greg Szabo. I'm the Director of Public Relations and Development for the Lighthouse for the Blind Incorporated at our Spokane facility. My first guide dog I got in Portland, and I fell in love with the Northwest. I found a couple jobs here and there, but the folks I worked for were very nervous about having a person that was blind working for them.
I'm visually impaired with Stargardt's. Stargardt's is macular degeneration. I was diagnosed at a very young age, so growing up, I didn't have the normal sight that a lot of my kids in class did, so I learned a different path very fast. Made it through school, was really interested in hands-on stuff. Working with your hands is something you do a lot in the blind community, so construction appealed to me. I am Dustin Bradford. I am the Senior Production Supervisor at the Inland Northwest Lighthouse for the Blind.
I was born with congenital cataract, which made me very aphakic, having no lens left in my eye. Well, I'm Dan Phelps, and I've been here at the Inland Northwest Lighthouse now for 5 years. I'm a production worker.
A friend of mine told me about the lighthouse, and I thought, well, that might not be too bad. I need a job, so I headed out to Spokane and came into this facility, and it just blew me away, the machines and the things that they have made. I began in manufacturing here, packaging wallboards, building wallboards. I loved it. It was my beginning here, was working in the wallboard department, and that's gave me my step up to where I am today. Just work I never thought I would be doing, but I loved it.
I'm legally blind, and I was diagnosed at the age of 9 with juvenile macular degeneration, which is a progressive eye condition that's genetic. My name is Cindy Watson, and I am the president and CEO of the Lighthouse for the Blind, Inc., headquartered out of Seattle, Washington. We are about empowering people who are blind, deafblind, and blind with other disabilities in providing employment opportunities.
The partnership between Quartet and the Lighthouse for the Blind started in 2008. At that time, the Lighthouse was looking for a partner to help teach them how to manufacture dry erase boards and cork boards. For our part, Quartet didn't have a strong relationship or ability to sell to the federal government, so it was a perfect fit.
Making wall boards here in Spokane has been a tremendous partnership for us in creating employment. That partnership is what makes it possible for us to serve the Spokane community. Not just providing a job, but really providing a career opportunity for the people that we serve.
Independence to me is very important. Even with my sight impairment, I like to, you know, be able to go out on my own, and I can, you know, try and walk most places.
Independence to me is freedom. Being able to do everything you would expect a sighted person to do in the blind world.
The federal government is a large market in the United States. It's a market that we very much want to participate in, and the ability to sell to the federal government through our Lighthouse partnership is critically important to the Quartet brand. Employing 50 people that are visually impaired, enabling them to, you know, do things that otherwise they wouldn't be able to, I think is a very good thing, and we're all very proud of that.
Working with ACCO definitely provided a lot of opportunity. They've really helped this idea of a dream become a reality and provide a lot of work for the blind and deafblind community.
It gives me pride to be able to build something that's of quality so that when it's sold to somebody else for their use, they get a perfect, fully functioning wall board.
It's just changed my life in a lot of ways and made me way more independent.
I mean, everything stems from the ability to be independent. And I mean, that's, for me, the cornerstone in having a fulfilling life is to be able to do what you want with your life.